Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you found time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together. And before we go into the Word of God, let's just pray together. Father, I'm asking that you would touch those who really need to experience your love and care for them. Lord, some are going through some severe times of testing, but Lord, we take comfort and strength and assurance in the fact that no matter what we face, you will not allow us to be tested above which we're able. You never give us more than we can bear. And Father, thank you for leading us through those difficult times, times where we may not have understanding or comprehension, but Lord, our heart rests and trusts in you that you are our refuge, you are our hiding place, you are our covert from the storm. And so, Father, I pray for divine strength physically, mentally, spiritually. Strengthen their inner man. I take authority over demonic oppression, the work of the enemy that would come against them in the emotional realm, in the realm of their bodies. I declare and proclaim physical healing, Lord, because by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed, and you provided for every need of our walk in this life, physically and spiritually, emotionally, circumstantially, everything that we have need of, you've provided. And Father, we thank you that you who began that good work in us, that work of faith, you authored our faith, God. If it weren't for you, we couldn't even come to the Lord, and you will finish it. So we rest on that. All we need to do is be surrendered and allow you to do the work that only you can do in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. It seems more and more, for at least for those of you who listen or are on the mailing list, there's a simplicity coming to following God. Sometimes we as humans can make things so complicated. Look at the world in which we're living. While technology promises us simplification and ease to enable us to live our modern lives, in many cases, it can be overwhelming and demanding. When it takes, 20 pages to read, to do something very simple, it is challenging. And so, beloved, the longer I walk with the Lord, the more I see that the way of the Lord, while profound and deep and mysterious, there's so much to know and learn and understand in the ways and principles of God. Yet God makes, he's unlike the world. In our definition, those who are worthy to merit heaven, it should be on the basis of our maturity and spirituality, right? I mean, that's the world's mentality. The more we have it together, the more we can advance. Well, it's just really the reverse in God's kingdom. He said, except you become as a little child, you will in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. And that implies a realization that we, as a child, must be utterly dependent on our Father. We know so little. A child will admit they don't know very much, and they're looking to be taught. They're hungry for knowledge and understanding and wisdom, and that's how we need to be. And so we've been talking, lest I just continue to go on and on with personal thoughts, I do want to stay on track. And what we're talking about is the importance of the Holy Spirit. Now, some people teach that we're baptized in the Holy Spirit when we receive salvation. In fact, it's interesting. It just happened that recently I was reading an account of a period of time in the life of Smith Wigglesworth, and in his own confession, he believed he was definitely saved, for sure, but he believed he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, but he had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he, when he heard about a revival occurring one place, he went, but he really gave them a hard time because he was rather contentious. He wanted to understand. And bottom line, of course, the Lord won out and he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so much of his preaching is just filled with the love of God and the importance that it's the power of the Holy Spirit in and through our lives that makes the difference. If you've not known much of Smith Wigglesworth's life, he was a man of miracles, a powerful, tremendous ministry. And yet, all he did, even though he resisted, he didn't understand at first. Yet he realized once he experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the scriptural evidence and speaking in tongues, that this is what made all the difference. It made all the difference, according to scripture, in the lives of the apostles. In fact, let's look at, we looked at it last week, but Acts 19, verses 2 through 6, Paul had come to Ephesus, and there he found some disciples. They were believers. They were saved. And in verse 2, he says, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." And then Paul asked them what baptism they were baptized in, and they said to John's baptism, which was a baptism of repentance, turning from their sins, and that they should believe on him, as John preached, which should come after him, that is, on Jesus. That was the role of the ministry of John the Baptist. And so when he heard this, let me just take a bunny trail. As I've said from time to time, those of you who know me, my Bible is the Authorized King James. I guess some people have a hard time with the these and thous. That was never much of a stumbling block before me. But years and years ago when I was working on Message It, I had Brother Glass's commentaries spread all over the desk. And I found on my own study that there was an authenticity to the Authorized King James that was not to be found in the newer translations. Now, unlike some people, I am not, adamant. I will say this, I will never say what God can and cannot do. God is God. He has the right to move in whatever ways he chooses. He can speak through someone through good news for modern man. I won't put no limitations on the Lord. And I know people who have been brought to God with various versions of various Bible translations. But for hundreds of years, as far as the English-speaking world, it was the Authorized King James Version. As I said, I read other translations, but I have found there's an authenticity in the Authorized King James. And the reason I paused in what I was sharing with you in terms of Scripture is that in the Authorized King James, we were just looking at Acts 19. Paul asks, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" You know what the New King James says? "Have you received the Holy Ghost when you believed?" There's only two words difference there, since and when. There's a world of theological difference. Paul was not saying, "Have you received the Holy Ghost when you believed?" That should have been evident, because you cannot believe without receiving. You can't call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And so obviously, Bible translations are important, but as I said, that is why when you hear me read Scripture most all the time, it is the Authorized King James. But not to be contentious, let's go on. But that's just an example, and this is the New King James. One word, have you received the Holy Ghost since or when you believed? And I'll leave the rest to your own research and study. So when he laid hands on them, what happened? It says the Holy Ghost came on them. There's a coming upon, which is what happened on the day of Pentecost. It said they spake with tongues and prophesied. So we see that speaking in tongues in various places outlined throughout the book of Acts was the scriptural evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, in Romans, the 8th chapter, we are admonished to walk after the Spirit. We're to walk after the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. As I say, a lot of pastors just want to stop there. But the rest of that verse in King James says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the important thing, that is, that theme is carried out through the remainder of that chapter. There is no condemnation. This blessing that God has given to us, this glorious privilege, can and should be enjoyed now in this life. We can walk through this world knowing with beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus has truly forgiven our sins. Our sins have already been judged. Our night of guilt and shame has passed, and a day of peace has dawned in our soul. Oh, brother and sister, God is our refuge and strength. He is the refuge, the hiding place for our soul. As we are in Christ, we are cleansed from all sin. We're wrapped up. Beloved, you're wrapped up in the hollow of God's hand, as it were, and in the center of God's eternal purposes. To be in Christ is to be a branch in the true vine. In Christ, we are complete. Paul states in 1 Corinthians 1 and 30, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Praise God. In Christ, we're not found with our own righteousness, which is as filthy rags, for we're clothed upon with the beauty of his righteousness. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And then that second verse says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise God. Well, again, my time has flown, and we will continue this theme on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me at the same time. If at any point you're not able or want to rehear a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience. I love you, beloved, and I pray for you every day. My UCM partners, some of you so faithful over the decades, and my radio family, some of you which had never written, but nonetheless, I lift you before the Lord every day. If the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, he has a reason. I invite you to write down that contact information, and I'll respond by a letter. So if you do email, I invite you to share your mailing address. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,